Sport. Grandstand Cricket.
There you go.
That's it for the day.
You can hear the bells.
And that is Stumps.
This is Grandstand at Stumps.
On ABC Radio.
ABC Sport Digital Radio. And the ABC Listen app.
At the start of this Ashes series down under, there was a whole lot of optimism that it could be the summer of Bazball. In the end, it's turning out to be the summer of Travball, as he now has his second 100 in three test matches. Australia have found their new opener, and Travis Head lights up the Adelaide Oval. The fourth time in his many tests on his home patch, he peels off three figures, his 11th test 100 in all, and Australia in a commanding position. They lead by 356 runs, still only four wickets down in their second innings at Stumps on day three. Welcome to Grandstand at Stumps. Corbin Middlemass alongside former Australian cricketer and senior coach Garen Lehman, and a man who took 94 test wickets, Stuart Clark, alongside me on the boundary's edge. Now, Boof, sum it all up for me. Travis Head again dominates a day here at home.
He was brilliant today. Well, this is, it's a joy to watch someone go about their craft, and him and Alex Carey, when it was a little bit, a few wickets had lost with Green, etc., and then all of a sudden Trav went about his work. He's been brilliant, obviously. Trav Ball's alive and well, and more Bazball, that's gone. That's finished. That's finito. That is nowhere to be seen ever again, I wouldn't think.
Done.
Done, finished, and gone.
Today's the day.
Today's the day. 19th of December. Remember it. Gone. Finished.
Ninth day of the series, and England's hopes have dissipated again. It felt like the door was only slightly ajar, and yet the heroic innings of Ben Stokes, along with Jofra Archer, who lended a hand, was able to reduce the deficit at the start of the day from 158 to 85. And by the end of the day, that margin in the test is out to 356 runs, and already it's going to be a record chase for England from here.
Well, I'll give Stokes and Archer some credit. I thought they played really well this morning. They played a bit more. They didn't defend as much. They actually attacked a bit more. I thought they were very good this morning, putting on that 73 runs. It actually gave him a glimmer of hope, but the bowling, again, was taken away. They bowled too short, too wide. They didn't get it right. They haven't got it right. Their plans have been woeful against Travis Head and Australia in general.
Plans or the execution?
Well, if they're their plans, that's poor, and the execution is worse. There you go.
Feels like Stuart Clark. We keep learning the same lessons over and over again. We talk about discipline all the time. The Australians have been, England haven't been, and ultimately we saw that golfing class again on display as the day went on today.
Without doubt, Corbs, it was, as Bush said then, there's too much variance between good and bad for the English. There's too many free balls. There's too many runs that get leaked. You know, how many times on commentary did you hear, yourself, Corbin, or Angus or Jim, cut shot. It was ball after ball. And with Jacks, it was three, four balls and over. So when you're bowling like that and you can't build any pressure, which is exactly what the Australians did, you're in no hope of winning the game.
They have got wickets recently, but what they're doing, they're so inconsistent with their lines and lengths, just the basic stuff that they should be better at. Their quality, they've got bowlers who can do it. They're just not doing it. Execution is poor, as you said.
And this is where we keep coming back to the preparation, and this is where it keeps turning to, that Australia've got hardened test cricketers. Cummins, Stark, Doggett when he was in, Nisa came in and did a job. They've all got ability. There's no question that Cast, Tong, Atkinson, Archer and co. have ability on their day, but their ability to do it for long periods is nowhere to be seen, which comes back to preparation. They were not prepared for what they were going to get out here. And the thing with the juke ball in England is, well, things swings around all the time, and the wicket's got a bit of life in them. You come out here, it's attrition. There is no other option, because the Kookaburra ball goes soft, the wickets are flat, and they carry through, and it's good for batting.
Yeah, there's a whole lot to dissect from an England point of view. I mean, we saw this a little bit last summer, didn't we, where the series was live headed to Sydney, so it was live late. But the Australians basically, through the relentless way they play, they broke Jasprit Bumrah, that physically he wasn't able to go in the deciding test match. And had a bit of that feel about it today, that the one guy that provided the defiant stance for England was Ben Stokes. But ultimately, they were in the dirt today for 60-odd overs. He didn't bowl any of them because, physically it feels like the Australians have almost broken him and worn him down to the point that when England need him to sort of hang in the test match again, they've gone to him one too many times and he can't go anymore.
Yeah, he's fighting hard, isn't he? And he hadn't bowled today, so that says to me he's struggling a bit. I thought Archer actually tried hard again today. He was okay. Tongue was okay. Cast too short. But, I mean, the thing for me, the game plan is very simple. when you don't play a spinner and they're playing a part-time spinner, Australia said, less attacking, so you've got to bowl your quicks again early without the break. So then they go with Jackson Root as their spinner that against the line. I mean, the funny thing about that, I think England actually defended too much against Nathan Lyon. He bowled beautifully. They didn't even go after him. I mean, that was a surprise to me. I thought they'd go, let's attack him and put pressure, and the quicks have to come back. Yesterday, Nathan Lyon just went one end, bowl as many as you like, and the other three quicks go the other end.
The thing I find most amazing about the spinning issue that we've just spoken about is you've talked about baseball and attacking cricket and all of that sort of palaver. How can you not know who your best spinner is when you get out to Australia? Because Bashir's here, but they're not going to play him because he's not the right one. They go with Jackson. We know he's not. He's a part-timer. He bowls a few overs in the net. How can you come to Australia without a spinner? Okay, Brisbane, Perth, meh, okay. You know you're going to play in Adelaide. You know you're going to play in Sydney. And it is almost, you can't win without it.
Well, I think Bashir was the guy, but they balked basically at the key moment. That the moment to play him was here. And yet they hedged their bets a little bit by thinking, look, we'll get Jacks because it stiffens our batting. And ultimately, he's not the next best batter and he's not the next best bowler.
And I'm okay with it, as Stu said, in Perth, where Nathan Lyon only bowled two overs in Perth, didn't he, and didn't play in Brisbane. And we thought he would play in Brisbane. So Australia still went the path of those two test matches. But Adelaide onwards, the spinner's playing. And they should know who it is. Onwards, Dewey Clark.
Let's get back to Travis Head. He's 11th 100. It was an incredible day for him after Alex Carey dominated the first day. It was another South Australian here on the third day of the test. And for Travis Head, it was a familiar possession, the fourth time that he's turned up in his many tests at home. Travis Head with his second 100 of the series, both opening the batting, both in second innings, something that he hadn't done previously leading into the series. And the summer of trap ball is alive and well. Grandstand at stumps on ABC Sport, 4 for 271, the Australians in their second dig. The lead is up to 356. Corbin Middlemouse alongside Darren Lehman and Stuart Clark on the boundary's edge. And the GOAT, Nathan Lyon, the second leading wicket taker all time in Australian Test history, joins us. Nathan, first of all, congratulations on your own milestone yesterday and the position your team is in the game.
Firstly, thanks. It's a pretty humbling little moment yesterday. Never thought that would come along when I started back in 2011. But, to overtake Pidge, people who I idolised growing up as a kid out in the country, New South Wales, it's pretty special.
I take it you saw his reaction?
a bit of my eye on that, I reckon.
It's Darren Lehman, you'll be pleased to know, was taken to call in Glenn McGrath 3. So he's just...
you okay with that, too?
The state of play. So England batted well this morning. They got the deficit from 158 down to 85. And yet by stumps, it's out to 356. How were you able to do it today as a collective to be in this kind of position at close?
I think you've got to give credit to England. They fought back with the bat this morning. We kind of expected that with the class of Stokes. And Archer played a pretty good handy knock there as well. But the class of our guys, especially Travis and Alex here in the hometown, it's pretty amazing to get us in this position. But I'm not happy yet.
Boy. You can be happy, mate, the way you've played so far. 3 days of unbelievable, just relentless Australian pressure. It looks like you've just got better and better as a team as the series has gone on. But yourself, those two wickets early, has it spun or is it spinning more?
I think it's going to spin more. I think we're going to get, looking the way Jacks and even Rudy were bowling there, I felt like there was more consistent spin, even though they may have been a tad too wide here and there. But I feel like it's going to spin.
And obviously disappointed to miss out last game, but geez, you didn't miss a beat this game. Straight away, first over, straight on the money. Coming out all right?
I feel very happy. Been really good progress through the Shield cricket into the lead up to the Ashes. Obviously, I've had an eye on this Ashes series for a long period of time, and it's obviously taken me a little bit longer to get my teeth into the series, but that opportunity will come later in this game as well.
What about, you mentioned the wicket there. Do you think it's going to keep deteriorating like that? Because it was obviously really hot and oppressive conditions. Maybe talk us through that, and then also what do you think will happen with the wicket?
I think the natural wear of the wicket's going to be there. It still looks like a pretty good batting surfaces at the moment, but if we can do the basics long enough for long periods of time, then hopefully we'll get the chances along the way.
Did I see you had the pads on too? Were you were summoned tonight, watchman?
Yeah.
What's going on in there?
What is going on?
No comment.
Just quickly, I thought they might have gone after you a little bit, attacked you a bit more. You had great plans. You bowled a beautiful line and length, and you had the fields in the right spot to cover everything. Was that you know, did you think they were going to come after you harder?
Yes and no. At the end of the day, I want guys to come harder at me. Yeah, it's a lot more enjoyable, a lot more fun when guys are trying to put you under pressure and you hopefully trade a little bit more chances or a few more chances along the way. But, yeah, we'll see how they go. I dare say they'll come pretty hard the second dig.
Just a word on Travis Head. What is it about him that makes Trav this kind of player? I mean, it's fast turning into his kind of summer, that blistering 100 in Perth and then what he's been able to do here again at home. How has he become this version of himself?
I'm not really sure, to be honest with you. He's an amazing guy. He's a great human, firstly, but his skills seem to be getting better and better, and so does he. I don't really know what to say. He's 400 here in 4 years, so hopefully he can go on and make a big one tomorrow and really put us in a better position. But, yeah, a bit lost for words for Trav.
Any talk of what you'd want to do tomorrow? Obviously, make a lot more runs, but any talk about timings or anything like that, or just play and see how it stacks
up? I think we just play it and play it by ear, see how we go. I want a lot more runs.
Yeah, that's fine. And Paddy Cummins, how did he pull up from day one? All good?
He seems to be okay. I think he probably didn't warm up as well as what he probably should have, he told me. But, Pat looks like he's going okay. So, big push from him tomorrow, but all the guys, and hopefully it won't be 40 degrees. That may help a little bit as well.
Was today the day Basball died?
We'll leave that to you guys.
No, I said it, so don't worry about it. Yeah, leave it to us. You just keep on, spin them around, you get six, and we'll be fine.
We'll let you bounce. Nathan, congratulations again on your latest achievement. We'll... who knows? We might be chatting to you tomorrow night or the night after. Enjoy the next couple of days.
Too easy. Thanks,
well,
guys.
Well done, number two.
Nathan Lyon, the second leading wicket taker all time in Australian Test history. On the back of that knock, just for our text as well, I think the yellow mic's gone down. So there we go. The other three of us are left standing. Grandstand Cricket on ABC Sport. This is Grandstand at Stumps.
You've got to bring the batteries. You know that. This is the most crucial part of the day. It's the highest rating part of the day.
Correct. I know what happens is we come down here, everyone gets assigned a microphone, and then someone rolls up, and it's sort of like musical chairs, and everyone swaps microphones. And I can only imagine if you're on the other end what that looks
also,
like.
What's after this show? What's after Grandstand? What do you got coming up?
I got the ABC Cricket Pod.
That's the show. You and Ted Rowe tonight will be on fire.
Twice weekly, Monday and Fridays, and after every day's play. So you can catch that wherever you get your podcast. Thanks for the kind plug there. So the lead's 356. We've spoken a bit about Travis Head. It feels like the conversation, though, continues about, you know, whether he is the long-term opener or whether he is, you know, just filling the seat for the end of the series. Does this change your mind on what you've seen from him throughout these three tests so far? Is he the answer at number one long-term?
Well, yes. I think he is long-term. There are certain series you'll chop and chase. I think they will work it out what they want to do. They need some more ammo with their openers. Like Jake Weatherall probably hasn't, you know, batted well, didn't he, in the Gabba. Played really well the first innings there. Missed out twice here. You know, he'll want to get some runs the next test match. They'll give him the series now, you would think. There's no doubt about that. And hopefully he does get some runs. But Trav is one of those players, I think we said it, once he knows the conditions really well, like Perth where he batted down, he got 21, and then he got used to the wicket, what it was going to do, and he came out guns blazing, opened the batting on the back of Usman not being on the ground on time. And then same here, first innings looked okay, but second innings, wow, different player. Knew what was coming, how they're going to go about it. And he certainly changed the way England bowl. They bowled short the whole time since he started opening. So that's an advantage. I think subcontinent, yes. The only team I would think would be a bit different for me would be someone like South Africa.
I was going to say, they go to South Africa a little while. I'm not sure I'd have him at the top of the order at South Africa. He could really damage you when the ball gets... because he's going to nip around a bit and seam around. If they pitch it up, he might... and you might waste him at the top of the order. And he's too good in the middle. So, look, in Australia against attacks, he's going to... subcontinent, yes. But, I don't know, South Africa, I'd be nervous. But I think they need to also consider who is the long-term openers in these teams. Because... yeah, whether or maybe you got a stinker today. I can't believe you didn't refer it. I don't. If Travis had one down point in the moment, he didn't force him to refer that, and that's not Travis's fault. But he got an absolute stinker there. I don't know how you gave that. The cast balls from so wide on the crease. It wasn't full. Poor decision.
And they're so well drilled with Andrew McDonald and the team. You think they would have spoken about he bowls wide of the crease. He's not swinging it back. As left-handers, always review if you get the case. You probably lose track, and Jakey Weatherwood's first couple of games in, so he's probably thinking, do I waste the review? You do have three of them for a reason. use them, I think, when you're in doubt. And that one, as a left-hander, knowing what I know, I'm going, you know, that's got to have pissed outside leg.
And even if half the ball hits, you don't lose your referral. Like, it's only, it's win-win. So they should have just referred that.
Third time in the series he's been out OBW, but today he was given out on one. He didn't review it, and it was pitching outside leg, as we're alluding to there. So Weatherald missing out on this occasion. Is Cam Green a conversation in Australian cricket at the moment? He's gone 24-45, duck 7. Averages 28.5 in home tests. It is the lowest figure by an Australian batter in the last 41 years to have had a minimum of 20 innings to find themselves with an average that low, 28.5 at home.
Yeah, it's going to be a hard one, isn't it? Because I think the kid can really play. His 40 in Brisbane was very good, then just got out a really weird way, as we know. And that was highlighted, wasn't it?
And that'll catch up with you. When you're 45 and you're looking good, and then all of a sudden you play that shot, and then you get a good one early in the next test, or you don't quite get away, all of a sudden you're thinking, gee,
should have got 100, so I think he can play. The problem he's going to have is people will be talking Bo Webster now, and Bo Webster hasn't done much wrong to get dropped for Cameron Green. So if they win, they'll probably stay the same, but I'm not so sure about that. I don't know.
He's a conversation, but I think there's a couple of things going from. They've invested a lot of time in him as the future of Australian cricket. Secondly, he's been injured, and yes, he's come back, but you know, when you take the field, you expect 100%. The other thing that goes from, he's 25. And a team that is ageing, they've invested time and effort. They may show and send him back to Shield cricket for a period of time, but I don't think he's going to be out of the team for a long period of time because they need him and he's the future.
The other guy that's a huge talking point now headed towards Melbourne is Usman Khawaja. So he wasn't in the 11, then all of a sudden got the late call up with Steve Smith missing through illness. He makes 82 in the first dig, and then he got 40 today.
He played well today.
Is that enough to make sure he gets a start in Melbourne?
Well, I probably think so, yeah. I thought he looked good. Once he got dropped in the first innings, he's played really well. Played really well since then. So I think he probably does hang on and probably gets the, whether he plays the last two or finishes in Sydney, whatever it may be. But I think he'll play. The other one for me was, we don't talk about Alex Carey enough. We have talked about his keeping, but his batting today, when there was a little bit, what were we, 4 for 149 when he came. If we lose a couple wickets there, they're back where they get a chance to win the game. He's just ripped it again, 50... two not out. He's the only Australian keeper ever to make 150 in a test match. Gilly didn't do it?
Never did it.
Never did it? Wow. Isn't that amazing? And Hills never did it.
It's a good stat from you.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
He's every chance to make,
I hope I'm right.
Alex Carey's every chance to make 100 in both innings of this game. Like he's going to get a prime opportunity. He's 52 not out. No one put the mocker on him, but it's only ever been done twice.
Do you know who else will contribute to this conversation, you think, with Usman Khawaja is what happens with Inglis? So he's the man in next. You think, gee, if he gets some runs here, it's going to make it a tough decision for the selectors, because I think a lot of people try and, you know, play at-home selector and put their team together. They would probably have, you know, Khawaja and Inglis as one spot and just a matter of who gets it.
But we've given the selectors a hard time in previous years, but this year they've been excellent. Yep. You know, they've been good. I mean, they've done things that we wouldn't have thought they would do. Nathan Lyon, case in point. But most of the time, they've been excellent.
They've made tough decisions, no question.
Yeah. 4 for 271 at stumps. The lead's out to 356. Travis Head to resume on 142 not out. And Alex Carey, after his first innings 100, 52 not out in the second innings. Let's go inside the England camp. Henry Moran, our colleague from the BBC, is alongside Jeetan Patel.
Well, Jeetan, I'm afraid the short straw this evening, having to come out. I mean, it's not been an easy day. It's not been an easy series. It's not been the match you wanted.
Oh, look, man, I think this morning it started so well. Their partnership with Joff and Stokes to continue on from last night to get us within 100 was probably more than we'd asked for, you know, in that situation. I thought Joff had it amazing. You know, we get that early wicket and the hopes are up, and obviously they put on a strong partnership. And I mean, everyone knows all that sort of stuff. But I think we took wickets at the right times. We just couldn't back it up with those clumps like Aussie did yesterday.
Why is that?
Oh, look, mate. Maybe it's a lot of time in the dirt. Maybe it's a lot of heat. Maybe it's all sorts of things. Maybe the wicket has flattened out. You know, it's one of those things. It's just, I think we went through different plans. I think the boys tried to execute as well as they could. But, I mean, the way Travis Head's batted there is next level, and he's probably showing us how to go about it.
There's a lot of people that said this was the defining match of this era of English Test cricket, and at the moment it's going Australia's way.
I mean, a lot of people say a lot of things about a lot of different things. But the first game was defining, so was the second, so was the third. It's, I think every game of Test cricket we play, especially out here in Australia, you know, it calls for heroes, and we haven't had them just yet, but maybe we have tomorrow and the day after.
But no question about it, this was the tour that was going to be the key moment for Ben Stokes and Brendan McCullum. I mean, is that not widely accepted as part of the story?
I don't think that's from our narrative. I think that's everyone else's narrative. I think that narrative of being the series is everyone else's story. But we're out here to try and win a series against Australia and take away the Ashes. And look, we've got a lot of work to get there to do that. We've got a lot of work to do from the start. Hasn't gone our way so far. We've got a huge mission in the next couple of days. But, I mean, this team's done some amazing things before. I've always said it. Tomorrow and the day after have to be pretty magical, I think.
What's the maximum you feel you can chase down? Because there will be a limit.
Oh, look, I mean, no, I don't know the maximum, mate. I really don't know. I don't want to put a number on that. Like, it's been a long while coming for a batting lineup like ours to put on a big score in the series. Maybe the next 2 days is it. It's all about how we come out in the morning. I mean, the guys are knackered at the moment, rightly so. If we come out in the morning, we put another couple on it. Look, 400, let's say we can bowl them out for 420. No one knows then, mate.
This England team's job is simple now, and in some ways the clarity of thought is something that can help.
Well, that's exactly it. You know, we spoke about that this morning, or the coaches did exactly that. It's like, you know, maybe being backed into a corner is when we need to throw our most punches, and maybe that is tomorrow and the day after.
Ben Stokes looked devastated when he got out today. How's he doing?
I mean, he put so much effort into that innings, didn't he? And he sort of got ourselves into a position where, you know, we might have been able to push closer, and I think it was a good ball to get him out, but also I think the work he'd done the night before put him in a position where he's like, right, now it's time to press on. It didn't quite work for him. I think that was where the devastation was. And, you know, look, even what he did yesterday was pretty strong, and in a different innings for him to play than normal. He had to dig deep to find that, and it was, you know, thankful that he did, because he got us within reach.
Is he fit to bowl?
Yeah, he is fit to bowl, from what we know. Look, he's just come off the park now, so we'll find out more, but from what we understand, he is, yeah.
It's a surface that seems to be taking turn. Did England pick the right team, do you feel?
Mate, like, hindsight's the world, isn't it? But, like, I don't think Jaxie's bowled particularly poorly. It's just having two set batters on a drying wicket, on a wicket that may have flattened out for now and may spin again later, as was expected, he found it very difficult, and rightly so. I mean, you're playing Test cricket in Australia against some of the best batters in the world, and he didn't quite get it right all the time, but I don't think he bowled poorly all round.
And just finally, as coaches, your job is one of coaching, but it's also making sure there's belief. How do you do that ahead of the rest of the game?
Well, that's exactly it, mate. I mean, that's part of our job, is to make sure these guys believe in what they can do and how they can express that out there. And we'll get that message across as well as we can tonight and tomorrow morning, and we'll keep pushing these guys towards the danger in it, because that's the only option we have.
Ash is still alive?
Who says it isn't?
Top man.
Thank you.
Jeetan Patel speaking there with Henry Moran. I got an answer for Jeetan. Darren Lehman, who said it was.
Well, no, Jeetan, you are dreaming. Whatever you've... Has he been at Virginia or in Adelaide doing something he shouldn't be doing? Because that was the most unbelievable answers ever.
Mate, there was a lot of positivity in there. I didn't think Jax bowled that badly. Well, come on, mate.
What are we watching? I'm watching the wrong game.
Yeah, mate, he must know better than me.
Power of positivity for England, and yet it hasn't panned out for them so far. They got within 85 runs on the first innings, and yet now at stumps they find themselves 356 behind in the Test match. Another 100 for Travis Head. First time in history two South Australian guys score Test hundreds in the same Test in their own backyard at Adelaide Oval. And Alex Carey might not be done yet after a first innings 100. He's 52 not out in the second dig. We'll be back tomorrow. Of course, we're on air from 9:30 local time, which is 10 o'clock Australian Eastern Daylight Time. And the first ball comes half an hour after that. So I hope you can catch us then on ABC Sport. Before we go, happy 26th wedding anniversary to you and Andrea. Mm. Darren Lehman, what a day.
What are you doing tonight?
Seeing the grandkids, more importantly.
Very
so that's
nice.
Good. Yeah, nice relaxing night.
Awesome. And we'll be back tomorrow to see what happens next. That the first thing that England's got to do. They've got to try and break this partnership and get one of these Croaters out.
I'm going to go against my usual thoughts. First hour is absolutely irrelevant. It's done. The game's over. It's all done and dusted.
We'll leave it on that note. Thanks for your company right throughout the day. Don't forget the ABC Cricket Podcast available as well, wherever you get your podcasts. At Stumps, Australia ahead by 356, only 4 wickets down. We'll catch you tomorrow on Grandstand Cricket.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. You can discover more ABC podcasts, live radio and exclusives on the ABC Listener.